Support for KNKX comes from the 17th Annual Dungeness Crab and Seafood Festival, Friday through Sunday, October 4th through 7th, at the Port Angeles City Pier. Fresh whole Dungeness crab dinners, chowder cook-off, guest chefs, 14 restaurants, live music, wine, beer, and more. Information at crabfestival.org.
So, Nance, you went out to a restaurant for your anniversary, and I know you were really high on this place, but tell me the truth, really. Was it good enough to make up for the fact that Mac didn't get you a toaster?
When Mac goes to a restaurant with me and says, I love this place, and we can't wait to go back, that's a huge gift for me because he doesn't like too many places. We went to Opus Company, just this tiny little place in the Finney Ridge neighborhood, only 17 seats. Mark Schroeder, the owner and chef, is a really talented guy, and he works with a very small group of really talented people who just make you feel right at home. The food is terrific, and while they have a regular small menu, we had their Opus Feast, which to me was a huge value. It was $55 a person for a six-course meal.
So what were some of the dishes you got?
The first course, house-smoked ham and pork terrine with pickled watermelon and lamb spam.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What else?
It's a house-made lamb sausage with an onigiri-style crispy rice side and had two pickles on the side. Delicious, gorgeous stuff that we couldn't keep our forks out of. And they've got this very cool grill.
I know. You sent me a picture of it. I'm going to put it on the post so everybody can see it.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's the simple, open-topped, applewood-fired grill, and you can adjust the height by a big wheel. It's just very cool. Anyway, I was thinking that this is exactly the kind of restaurant that I want to have if I ever had a restaurant.
Seriously, Nancy, would you ever actually have a restaurant?
Sometimes I think I'm just too old to do that at this point, but I love the idea of being able to have just a tiny little place that was just mine, run just the way I want it. So would you have one, Stein? What kind of restaurant would you have?
Well, I just wouldn't. It's just too much work.
Oh, but
and that's to say nothing of what a first-rate way-to-go-broke a restaurant is.
Stein. But wait. Pretend that you were going to.
Okay, then. Dick's Hubcap Cafe. Registered nurse on duty. Everything would be served in a hubcap. I talked to Tom Douglas about this and offered him a full partnership, and he said he'd get back to me.
How many years later he still hasn't?
I don't know. You know, like, all right, fine. It's been about 12 years now, but he's a busy guy. I'd have this 6-foot-tall thermometer, only it would be the cholesterometer. I'd serve stuff like chicken fried steak and meatloaf and like that.
I guess, well, that explains why you like that place Dad's that you were telling me about.
Dad's Diner in Anacortes. Right, just like that. And that's another reason why I'm never doing this, because Dad's got that nailed down so much better than I could ever hope to dream of doing. And now you don't have to go to Anacortes to go to Dad's. They got their other location open and running in Eastlake. And Fletcher, the co-owner, sent me a picture of the counter. It's got these hand-picked LPs under polymer on the counter. Isn't that cool?
If I had my own place, it would only be open 4 nights a week, Wednesday through Saturday, and just from 5:30 to 10. I would also make sure that no matter how few seats I may have, every one of them would be upholstered. And you sat and I thought, oh man, this is comfortable.
Yeah, but if it's too comfy, you're never going to pry their butts out of there. How are you going to turn the tables over? What's your cell phone policy going to be?
No cell phones.
Would you be the chef or out front?
Well, I'd be the server and the host, and I would definitely hire someone really talented to cook. That person would probably be my son. Oh, and hey, eaters, it's the Fall Fun Drive. You like food for thought?
And how about a little something for the effort? You know, money.
At knkx.org. Thanks.
With KNKX food talker, waitress, food writer, and cooking instructor, Nancy.
For my fourth act, restaurateur.
Listen.
He's Dick.
Are you sure you thought this restaurant thing all the way through, Nance?
Stein.